You're listening to SBS News.
The United States, Mexico and Canada will co-host football's 2026 World Cup after the sports world governing body, FIFA, announced it has chosen their joint bid. The North Americans defeated a proposal from the other finalist, Morocco, winning 134 votes to 65 under a new system where all eligible national football federations have a vote. The three countries promised their tournament would generate an $11 billion profit for FIFA, projecting more than 5.8 million tickets will be sold. Morocco, which has now failed in five bids to host the World Cup, said its tournament would have made $5 billion. FIFA President Gianni Infantino says the prospect of a tri-nation bid was too tempting to pass up.
You know, I think in particular in these days, to have a message coming from football, which says that actually Mexico, Canada and the United States together can organize the biggest sporting or social event in the world together, I think it is a nice message. And that's something we have to be happy for.
The United States previously hosted the World Cup in 1994, while Mexico staged it in 1970 and 1986. Canada has never hosted a men's World Cup, but staged the women's tournament in 2015. Now, 2026 will be the first time for three countries to co-host the World Cup. The vast majority of the tournament will be on US soil, with 60 of the 80 matches expected to be played in the United States. As part of the joint bid, US President Donald Trump promised those travelling to the country for the tournament would not be subject to stringent visa restrictions. U.S. Soccer Federation President Carlos Cordero has welcomed the support from the U.S. government.
You have to open your borders to not just players and team officials, but also fans. And we were very gratified that the administration, lent us very significant support. But let me just say, this was a truly bipartisan effort.
Mr. Trump, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau have tweeted their support, saying the win shows the three countries' unity. Mexican Football Association President Decho de Maria says the World Cup will just strengthen that resolve.
Y creo que eso pues nos va a unir todavía más a los tres países.
This will bring the three countries even closer together, and I'm pretty convinced that we'll benefit from it together with the United States and Canada. I think it'll be a new formula with the three hosts and with 48 teams, but I do believe that in the end, we feel proud that we will be opening up our doors to receive all of the world in these countries.
Despite ongoing tensions between President Trump and his Canadian and Mexican counterparts, the Canadian Soccer Association's Stephen Reid says all three governments showed great support.
There was no question that we were all working collaboratively towards the common goal. As it relates to some of these other issues and name-calling, I'm not going to comment on that. Those things come and go. The politics of today may not be the politics of next year or 5 years or 8 years down the road. But what I can say is that when it came to what we were trying to accomplish, all three governments and at every level were working together.
The three hosts are all expected to qualify automatically for the tournament, as has been the tradition. Neither Canada nor the United States has qualified for this year's World Cup in Russia. There are concerns that automatic qualification will deprive two other countries from qualifying. But in Melbourne, Victoria University's Pro-Vice Chancellor of Sports Strategy, Hans Westerbeek, says the expansion of the tournament in 2026 will limit that problem.
I think this time will not be a major issue, given the fact that 32 nations previously would qualify for the World Cup, and this will be the first tournament at which 48 nations will compete. So it will be relatively easy to argue that the three host nations get an automatic ticket for the World Cup.
Mr. Westerbeek suggests FIFA's acceptance of a tri-nation bid could lead to even larger groups of countries joining together for future tournaments.
I think it's a great step forward, and it signals probably a movement both at World Cup tournaments but also future Olympics that a major event such as that doesn't need to be in one country. It can actually be shared between different countries. So certainly, that is a very positive thing.
Back in 2010, Australia failed in its own bid to host the 2022 tournament, with Qatar controversially winning the rights. But Mr. Westerbeek says he does not believe Australia should follow the North American model in future bids.
If it would increase Australia's chances, probably not, given the fact that there's not a natural block of countries surrounding Australia that would co-host. But I don't think it will diminish our chances.
Tara Guzzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.